say, you know what, there's really nothing thankful that I can give God thanks for. But you know, if you really think about it, you know, the things that we give thanks to God for is things that money cannot buy. And it deals with eternal things, amen, that money cannot buy. And despite of the things that have happened, the things that we've all gone through, the whole world has gone through, or maybe even the things that have not happened, you know, with the elections. But, you know, pertaining to the elections, as I said, it's not over till God says it's over. So I have not released my faith towards believing God for that. So I pray that you won't either. Amen. And, you know, and so, you know, if God wasn't a good God, you know, if God was a mean God who always looked for some reason to get on my case when I got out of line, then that would be reason not to be grateful or thankful. You know, if God never answered one prayer in my life, and that would be a reason to not being thankful. You know, if God was inconsistent and disconnected in his relationship with me to where, hey, God, where were you? I was there this morning waiting on you. And God says, well, man, you know, I overslept. You know, I was busy chasing James around. Just kidding, James. James kept me up all night. And, amen. And I just overslept, you know. Sorry. Then that would be a reason why I wouldn't be thankful. But in saying that, all that I've said pertaining to that, God is totally the opposite of those things I just mentioned. And all those things I mentioned, the opposite, those are reasons why we can give God praise and thanksgiving. That he has heard every prayer that I prayed, and you as well. That when I met him at the cool of the day, in the morning, he was there. In fact, he was there earlier. Amen. While I dragged myself out of bed and finally showed up, he was already there waiting. And he was excited to see me that I showed up. Amen. And you know, God is always good. Always good. You know, the Bible says the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever and ever and ever. Amen. There's no gooder God than we have, right? So those are reasons why we can be thankful and give God thanks. Amen. And even more, right? But turn with me to Psalms 100. Psalms 100. So I'm just going to encourage you tonight. And like I said, I believe a lot of you have things that you can be grateful for God. And we want to hear some of those things. And tonight is just a night of giving thanks to the Lord. Amen. So Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5. Notice this Psalms is called the Song of Thanksgiving. The Song of Thanksgiving. And it says, shout with joy to the Lord. On a count of three, let's just shout with joy to the Lord. One, two, three. Hallelujah! Amen. Didn't that just wake you up? Huh? Didn't that just wake you up? It's like, man, it was better than a V8, right? It says, shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him, singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. All right? He's your Lord, but he's also God. He made us, and we are his. Notice now, he begins to tell you, you know, he starts off with shouting with joy and sing with gladness. And he begins to tell you why. And now he becomes to get personal. Why you shout with joy and why you sing with gladness? Because he made us. He created us, right? And we are his. That's one reason to shout with joy and to sing with gladness, right? We are his. He's saying, you belong to me. And you know what? My response, you belong to me. And Lord, you belong to me too. I'm yours and you mine. Amen. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. How many of you know Jesus is the good shepherd? Amen. He would leave the 99, right? And go find the one. And you say, and you might say, man, that doesn't make sense at all. Leave the 99 and go find the one. Well, it makes sense if you're the one. If you're the one that's missing, that makes good sense, right? That he'll come find you. Until you're the one that he comes and looks for. But we are the people, the sheep of his pasture. And we just sang tonight, enter his gates with thanksgiving and go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues to each generation. Amen. Everybody say thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Say thanksgiving again.
Thanksgiving.
Now, just between yourself, when you said that word thanksgiving, be honest with yourself. What was the first thing that came to your mind when you said the word thanksgiving? For some, maybe thanksgiving is all about the food. The first thing that came to your mind was the turkey. And all that good food we're going to eat, right? For some, it's about watching football or watching the Macy's Thanksgiving. For some, it's about reunion or reuniting with family, gathering together and catching up. You know, one of the things our family do is that every Christmas, no matter where you are, we always make a point to come together. No matter what. We can miss all the different holidays, but when it comes to Christmas, we make it a point to gather together and catch up with one another. Amen. For some, Thanksgiving is about the history of Thanksgiving, right? They think about the Pilgrims and the Indians, right? Squanto, right? And the Plymouth Rock. But for believers, Thanksgiving is not just the food, the football, the holiday, or the gatherings together, or the history of Thanksgiving. It's not just another holiday on the fourth Thursday of November, right? And it's not limited to just one day at all. But for believers, for people of God, every day ought to be Thanksgiving. Every day. Giving thanks to God. You know, when you research your Bible, the word thanksgiving, there's definitely no shortage of that word. Thanksgiving is defined the act of giving thanks, being grateful, acknowledging the benefits and favors, especially towards God. Thanksgiving is the expression of saying, thank you, God, thank you. In fact, if you try to research that word thanksgiving, it is mentioned 102 times in the Old Testament. 102 times in the Old Testament. So it tells me that the Lord, he yearns, he loves, he enjoys when he is acknowledged, when he is appreciated, and he's given thanks. Due to his name. Amen. And that's what Thanksgiving is all about. Enjoy the turkeys. Enjoy the meals. Enjoy the gatherings. Enjoy the football game. You know, Pastor Carol and I, when we try to tag team You know, she does all the main dishes. I try to just come and help her and try to stay out of her way. And then I go watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade on the TV. You know, it's just something we do. But enjoy all of that. But be mindful, right, of giving thanks to Him, right? See, when God sent Jesus to die for us, right, Jesus, the righteous, died for the unrighteous so that He might bring us unto God, right? Right? How many of you know that God did not have a backup plan? This was the only plan that God had. Why? Because God gave His very best from the get-go. Can we give God thanks for that? Right? Now, knowing that God gave His very best from the get-go, right? That should be all the reason more to give God thanks and praise. Amen? How many of you remember getting that gift that you always wanted? Now, some of you, that gift might still be pending. But keep believing for that. But how many of you can actually say, you know, I remember getting that gift that I always wanted, and I got it, right? Can you remember the feeling, the excitement, right? The appreciation of receiving that gift that you always wanted, right? What happened? What? You say, oh, thank you. How many of you know your voice, your tone of your voice can show thanksgiving? You know, if you came to me and gave me something that you bought, went out of your way, and I looked at it and go, hey, thanks, sir, and just put it down, how would you feel? Or vice versa. But now if I received that gift and I looked at it, I go, wow, thank you. Man, this is awesome. I don't have one like this. You'd be excited, right? And that's the same thing, you know, when you receive that gift that you always wanted, the feeling of it, the excitement, I mean, you probably was jumping up and down with excitement, right? And that's the same way we ought to be when we give God thanks and praise from a heart that is grateful. Amen. We should be shouting and jumping up and down and rejoicing, right? I mean, think about it. I mean, sometimes we get so familiar of some of the things, like I said, giving God thanks for the things that money can buy. Money cannot buy eternal life. Amen. Money cannot buy eternal life. Nor can it even buy abundant life. Right? But Jesus came and gave us eternal life, but He also came and gave us abundant life. Amen. So we get a whole lot of things that we can give God thanks for. I mean, we can give God thanks for the shed blood. The only blood that could be shed for us to cleanse our sins. The blood that bulls and goats could not do, the blood of Jesus did surpassing that. The atonement was only to cover man's sin. It only covered it. It only appeased God. But the blood of Jesus washed it away to where God remembered your sin no more. Amen. It washed it away. It cleansed you completely from any sin, past, present, and future. Everybody say, there's power in the blood. Just lift your hand and say, I'm thankful for the blood of Jesus. It's still as powerful as the day that it was shed. Amen. And it still saves, heals, and delivers this very day. The blood of Jesus has not lost its power. And never will. And you know, some churches have stopped preaching about the blood. And some churches have stopped preaching about the cross. And those are the fundamental beliefs that we embrace. The blood and the cross. Amen. The resurrection. Amen. And these are things we can be grateful for God, man. These are eternal things. I mean, we're just passing through this earth. This is not our home. This is temporary. I mean, there's so much to give God thanks and praise for. Yeah, thank God for, you know, blessing us with financial blessing and blessing us, you know, with things. Amen. And God wants us to be blessed with things as long as those things don't have us. He wants us to prosper. Amen. But He wants us to also remember what His Son Jesus did for us. The eternal things, amen, that counts and that is more valuable than the things that we have in the natural. Christ gave in sacrifice His life, giving us His life for our life. As we've said, salvation is not cheap, right? Salvation was free, but it wasn't cheap. It was expensive. It cost God something. In fact, it cost God everything. But you know what? He looked at you and He said, "You were worth it." Yeah, you were worth it. See, Abba, which means daddy, father, he obligates himself. Amen. He puts himself in that place as father. And he tells us, "Look to me." And he personally obligates himself as a father, as daddy. Not like some fathers. They can make kids, but you don't see them around. Amen. But he himself, he obligates himself as our daddy. He obligates himself in loving us, providing for us, protecting us, caring for us. Amen. As his children. And therefore, knowing that as daddy, Abba Father, therefore our lives and our response to him as such in appreciation ought to be lived out every day with a heart of thanksgiving. Every day. Thank you, Lord. Through this COVID virus, you protected us. You kept us. Amen. And you know, even through all of that, God was able, more than able, to bless a lot of us. And that's what we want to talk about tonight. That just because that happened doesn't stop God from doing what he does. Amen. From being good. From being a blessing to us. But I tell you what. The devil did his best. And that's all he's got. But I tell you what. God is about to show himself and say, "Now I'm going to show you what I can do." Just watch and see. I'm going to show you what I can do now. Amen. So don't worry about all these voices and all this stuff going on. Like I said, don't focus your eyes on one man or one event. Focus your eyes on God. Keep your eyes on Him. Amen. God, if God chose a man, then man, just believe God. His hand is upon that guy. And he's going to do whatever he does. And he's going to come through. But don't put your hope and trust in the man. Put your hope and trust in the God. Amen. I think a lot of people had their eyes on the wrong thing, on the wrong person. And God has told us, keep our eyes on Him. So we need to have an attitude of gratitude because Abba Father is obligated. He's committed to each and every one of us. Amen. So we should have a we should be the least people of complaining. Yeah, of grumbling. You know, if you look at the nation of Israel, you know, we passed the Moses. Right? They complained. They grumbled. In fact, Pastor Moses called them stiff neck. You know, the neck stiff. And that is a result of being ungrateful. Not being thankful. And sometimes we have to take a step back. Sometimes. A lot of times we've got to take a step back. Take a deep breath. Look around. Take a good look around your life, around your family, around your house, around your church family, and say, you know what? I am blessed. God has been truly good to me. Because a lot of times we're looking at all the other stuff that we don't have, trying to work and work and work and trying to achieve, and yet we fail to see right around us what we do have. Amen. Amen. Kind of like with the term, count your blessings. Amen. In 1 John 4:9, you don't have to turn there. The King James says, we love him because he first loved us. We love him because he first loved us. You know, we didn't have any clue. We didn't have any concept. We didn't have any idea what love really was. More or less the love of God. Amen. Or how the love of God even looked like until we actually experienced God's love through Jesus Christ for the first time. And wasn't that, how many of you can say when you experience the love of God, when you receive Jesus Christ, that first moment when you said, Jesus, come into my life and take your place in that God space within my heart. You know, every person on the face of this earth has a space within their heart that is designated only by which God can fill. So an unbeliever has a vacant spot within their hearts until God takes up residence in there. It's kind of like no parking. That's only for God. And when God, when Jesus comes in and he takes his rightful place in that vacant part that was designed for him to take residence, he brought all of himself into your life. Everything that heaven has came into your life that very moment. Faith, wisdom, power, compassion, mercy, grace. Wasn't that a powerful scripture? Have you shared? Amen. That grace is a portal by which the power of God can come through you. That portal is that portal to the supply of the Spirit that is within you. But when Jesus came and took residence in your heart, and he sat down and said, wow, this is where I belong. Because you invited him there. He couldn't come in there unless you invited him in. In fact, if you go to Israel, you know, a lot of the doors don't have an outside doorknob. There's only a doorknob on the inside. So you cannot just go there and go try to open the door. No more doorknob. So the person got to open the door from the inside. In fact, there's a scripture that says, behold, I stand and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in with him and sup with him. Right? So you got to open the door. They had to open the door from the inside. And just like you and I, when we received Christ, we had to open our hearts from the inside. So Jesus could come in and take that place. And like I said, everything in heaven, Jesus himself, he brought everything, your inheritance, your identity, his love, his grace, everything. Everybody say everything. Came inside of you. His kingdom. Isn't that something to be thankful for? And sometimes as Christians, we look at our salvation, we look at our lives, and we don't recognize these things. It comes too familiar to us. We don't value. God has to make these things fresh within our lives, in our eyes. And it only comes fresh when we spend time in his presence. You know, I remember October of 1985. Jesus took up residence in here. I remember exactly where we were. And I tell you, when he came inside, I mean, I didn't feel anything like that ever in my whole life. Amen. I mean, I must have cried, I don't know, for all the years. I cried for 1 hour, and all those years, God healed me in that very moment, in that 1 hour, when His love came in. And that whole week, I felt like I was in a bubble of His love. It just was like a blanket. And I, you know, at that time, I had a bad attitude. Very bad attitude. How many of you know your attitude determines your altitude? But when Jesus came in, man, He changed my attitude. I had an attitude adjustment. And every person, no matter what the color of the skin were, I felt like going up and kissing them. And only the love of God can do that. You know, there's no racism when you receive the love of God. I mean, God is colorblind, right? He's colorblind. But yeah, there is many things that we can be thankful for. And as we celebrate Thanksgiving tomorrow, let us be mindful of something or things that the Lord has done for us, that we can take the time or even sit around your table and say, what can you thank God for? Amen. And not these generic things, right? Oh, my mom is a good cook. You know, stuff like that. Let's be specific. So tonight, with the time remaining, and I wanted to do this because I kept on, the Lord reminded me of your testimony, Pauline, about the Lord brought you out of that financial situation, you remember? But do we have the other mic, the handheld? Oh, okay. Scott, can we put this one on, Scott? But can you share that? But I'm going to ask you to try to, just how hard it is to condense it. It's a miracle, right? But I believe in miracles. But it's a powerful testimony of basically debt cancellation. And I know you told us that, I don't know, weeks ago, maybe even a month ago. And as I was preparing this, the Lord brought back that to my remembrance. And I think it will be an encouragement. But if you could condense it, that'll be so that others... I know there's a line that is waiting, right? Everybody, don't get all excited, right? But why don't you share that?
Yes, okay, sure. There was a debt. I added it all up. The $52,000 was just a hospital. But I was also forgiven of $4,375. So it got pretty close to almost $60,000 within 1 week. 1 week, I was told that I had no more debt. And the one that I did have, that was the biggest one, the $52,000, I only owed $1,020 of it.
You know
yes,
what?
Yes, the Lord
Stop.
Is good.
Stop. Let's just give God thanks right now.
Yeah.
Hallelujah!
Thank you.
How many of you know when you shout for someone's testimony,
yeah.
you set yourself up.
Yeah,
amen.
Big time. Yeah, I've learned that one.
It's not like, oh, how come never happened to me?
No, no, it's coming. It's
no, no,
coming.
No, no. That's going to put you behind the line. So the louder you shout, I'm going to put you closer to the front line.
Exactly.
So let's do one more shout. One, two, three.
Hallelujah. And I just want to add on to that short one I just made.
Sure.
I just got this Bible. I've been wanting it for so long. And this evening, I received it. He never stops giving. You know, you think you give. And you know that Thanksgiving food distribution we had? It was awesome. We got to look in the box, what was in the box, so we could choose between a turkey or the box. And there was like two cans of ham in the box with a bunch of goodies. So I thought, hey, that's pretty good. So I took the box. The very next day, the turkey came. And I went and I gave it to Gina then, because they had been mentioning to me their food stamps had not come through. Mm. And I thought, what an opportunity. So I blessed them, and tomorrow, I'm not the cook, they are. And they're preparing the Thanksgiving dinner. So talk about blessed, too blessed to be stressed. And Pastor Carol did an awesome job Sunday morning on being thankful in everything. We are never losers. To die to this flesh is to be present with the Lord. Emily was a mentor to me. Always had a smile. It was just, she's so precious. She was such a reminder to me that I was not going through what she was.
Yeah.
And yet she could smile. So no matter what was happening or coming towards me, she was my mentor. She became a mouthpiece really to all of us if we thought we had something to complain about.
Right. That's right.
So thank you, Lord, for all that you do in our lives, and you are faithful to the end. To the end. She's got a terrific homecoming. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody else? We're giving God thanks tonight. I thought there'd be a line waiting. Oh, okay. Amen.
Okay. My name's Adriana, and I have a lot to be thankful for. When I think of Thanksgiving, when Pastor was talking, the word mercy. He has been so merciful to me. You know, his mercies are new every day. God has been so good to me, even when I was his foe. He was still there. When I should have been dead, because I was shot three times, okay, in 1992, he was there. Okay, I'm just kind of like, God is good. He is good. Now, what brought me here, what I'm really thankful, another thing that I'm thankful about is my grandbaby. I'm a first-time grandma. Yes, and that's what brought me to Hawaii. And I never would have thought I'd be here. I mean, it was like, it's the Lord. But God is so good. He's so good. He's so good. You know, when you cry out to him, He answers. And I had cried out to him. I was like, Daddy, I need a family church, you know, because God knows I fight with my flesh all the time, you know. I'm a recovering addict. You know, God has been so good to me, which he instantly recovered me from drugs, okay. But he knows me. He knows me. And I was like, Lord, I need, you know, you have your family, but you need your church family. I don't know, you guys, some of you understand where I'm coming from. And I cried out, and he brought Jenny to me. And it was all the Lord. And he brought me to this beautiful church. And I'm telling you, the love in this church is amazing. Because I had a situation, and God was still good. He was there. You know, he brought me to this church. I thank you, Pastor Carol. Thank you, Pastor Ehrman. You know, I'm The Lord opened the doors because he knew that I needed to be among Christian people because I need accountability, okay? And Jenny opened her doors to me. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. That's right. So I just praise him that I know that the work that he's begun in me is not finished. And it will not be finished until the day that Jesus Christ returns. And if this is not just for me, but for someone else that needs to hear it, God is good. He is good all the time.
I'm Auntie Jenny. I want to thank all of you at Faith Family Maui. I'm going to make it very short. I think I learned something, you know, my life, my new life. But first of all, to begin with, I want to thank Brother Jaime. And what's the other brother? Don't leave up country. And this one, and one more.
George.
When we were riding the bus, you know, going to work, and I retired. Actually, I got a good excuse here. I got to tell all the story. But anyway, I was retiring, and then Brother Jaime said, Auntie Jenny, do you have a church you go to? I said, no, not since I left Molokai. He says to me, why don't you come, both of them, you know, and George, why don't you come and visit our church? And you know what? I want to thank all of you, every one of you. And, you know, to be honest, some of you, you know, I know who you are, but I don't even know your names. You know what I mean? Because to me, sister, brother, and when somebody say, Jenny, you don't know. I said, I don't know. In my church, I call everybody sister and brother. And the guy next to me, perhaps I know, I said, brother, but I don't know his name personally. One more thing I want to say, I thank God. When I came here, I found a lot of things that I've been told that I'm not supposed to do. So I just never went to church anymore. And I just thank God that I'm here. And people say, why do you go all the way down church so far? When there's so many church right up here in Kula, you know what? But I get mad and I say, you know what? Jesus went further for me. He went to hell and back. And what is that? I got to spend gas by, you know, put gas in my car and go store. I'm going store where I heard the truth when I first came. This is the church. And I don't care if I have to fly to the moon and come back to land over here. I'm going to do it. And Pastor, thank you. And I want all of you to know that God is doing great things in my life. Whoever thought that? You know, sometimes we don't think that God can use us, you know. But when he come, these years when all of these things was happening, as brother was talking, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, his will. And you know what? I found myself free, like, oh, what's going on? The Lord, I hear him telling me, go read my word. And you know what? I fell in love with the word. And I felt like at times I was a preacher to Jim, you know, because I found things that I never knew. I thought, did you know that? Did you? And we go find and we read. And thank you, all of you, for having faith in me. Pastors, amen. Thank you. I appreciate. So I got to make a short cut. My story, my father called me a minor bird, but tonight I got to be quiet. So somebody, please share something. And may God bless you all. And I love each and every one
Thank
of you.
You. Love you too. Anybody else?
Praise God. You know, God's healing power never stops. Amen? Yeah. Never stops. I mean, and no distance in the spirit. But these three testimonies happened in one day. One was a mother who lives here, and she goes to another church. She just started becoming a Christian. She became a Christian. Her son lives in the mainland, and he's in prison. But he finally had his judgment day come, and his hearing and everything. And the courts usually, you know, they took God out. I think we know that, yeah. But it's coming back. That, you know, you raise your right hand and you just swear, but not to God. But anyway, we were praying with her, intercessing with her, and that he is going to get rehab for what he did was very violent. So the defendant just got up and say, I'm here to just testify at this young man. And first of all, the mother, now she's in a on the phone long distance. She's here, and he's in the mainland. And oh my gosh, she said, no, we're not going to start because we're saying we need to pray first. We have to, you know, put your hands up and put God in it first. Never mind about the judge, but God. So she said, you know what? I won't start until we give God glory first and we pray to him first and we give him access. And he said, no matter what the verdict is on my son, you know, God's going to take care of him. But in naturally speaking, you know, yes, you know, whatever the outcome comes. And so we did. We prayed with her. And this is in a court hearing now. He's in the court. And the judge comes and he goes, okay, so the lady that he was harmful to, and without going to different degrees of violence anyway, she just looked at him and she goes, no, young man, I don't want him to go to prison for the rest of his life. She goes, my judge told me, it's just Jesus. And the judge was just like, who's your judge? It's Jesus. No, this man belongs in rehab and spiritual counseling. I forgive you for what you've done to me and my family, but I will not hold anything against you. I have to release it in the name of Jesus. And we were just like, you know, just the power of God. And the judge himself just started crying. The judge cried himself. And he says, well, your judge is the judge. He goes, then you know what? I have nothing to say. Then this is it. You know, you just, you know, so they did the whole thing. And another thing was here, cancer patient. She's been going through, you know, just say hell and back since she was in her 20s. She's now 55. Okay, and I've been praying with her, laying hands on her. And she finally came back to me. And I saw her today, but this is a few, I would say months ago and even almost a year. But she keeps getting better. She keeps getting better and better. And then I seen her today because I haven't seen her in like in 6 months. And she just says, you know what, glory to God. She goes, you know what, with all I've been through, she said, the power of God. You are kept with the power of God. And I said, you know what, and I said, just declare it. Just declare his word. He loves you. The Bible says he's no respecter of person. You know, he's the healer. Mm-hmm. You know, you can go to all your oncology doctors. But I said, he is the healer. There's no other. And I said, his super over the natural always will override. And so just on, and just to listen to all these people, just love of God. You know, just the love of God, the light. And that's what we're here to be. And then some, you know. But
amen.
There's so much more.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Let's do one more. James, go ahead. Let's do one more. Jaime, can we give thanks?
Yeah. You know, we are blessed to be a blessing, yeah? Like a couple of days ago, my mom guys came to my house and they brought on big watermelon. And we had too much watermelon in the house, so we cut them up. And my wife and put saran wrap on top. So if you guys like some watermelon before you guys leave, go outside. Be blessed with some watermelon and some Thanksgiving. But anyway, I got one fast one. So
sure.
Today, we was, I finished one job and I got like one small, well, it wasn't one small bonus. It was a pretty good bonus. It was one of those, you know, Holy Ghost handshakes. And so I got the money and I was like, oh man, it was like extra above, you know, what I was expecting. So automatically, I started thinking in my mind what I can go get, you know how it is there. You go, I'm going to get this, that. And my good friend called me earlier that day, and I was busy working. So I said, hey, you know what? I stay busy. I'll call you back later on. So I said, driving down the hill. And he was like, hey, you know, he's talking to me about some stuff. So he was just getting back to talking about whatnot, our families and whatnot. And then at the end, he was like, hey, bro, I can hit you up for some money, bro. I see. You know, situation, and I was like, the Lord didn't hit me, and he was like, hey, you know what? You're blessed to be on blessing. And, like, I got to say, like this brother, every time I would call him for help, man, he got me out in some jams, like, oh, man. And I was, like, so blessed to be able to help him, you know what I mean? Because it's not about us getting stuff. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's about us giving out. And I went, come over and say, hey, you know, this thing. She was like, oh, yeah. I was like, oh, man. I was like, so blessed. So I just want to forgive Thanksgivings for that too, you know?
Amen.
God is so good, that's why.
Right. So in that, James, let's receive the tithes and offering. Yeah.
Okay, if you guys need an envelope for your tithe or your offering, please.
But we also want to thank God for your dad's healing.
Oh, yes, his continued healing.
Yeah, his continued healing, and that the power of God is
yes
working in his body. And
I remember that one service, he was running around the church with my mom, like without his cane and everything. God is doing a mighty work in his life. And then he came to my house last Sunday, and he fell down, but he's all good now. He's like tough, man. And my mom wiping her head, and she's like, oh, why you gotta say that? He's tough, you know what I mean? They don't make him like that anymore.